Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right. I pray that you've had a good night and a good morning. And now, we're going to be looking into Romans chapter 15. We're going to find a lot of good stuff in this. We're going to start out here in chapter 15 about the unity in Christ. Here in verse 1. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. We're to be working for others, because we are always to keep ourselves straight and right with the Lord. Now, verse 2. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good, to edification. God's really talking to us. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good, to edification. You see, that brings good things to us by helping our neighbors. Now, 3. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. And we know he didn't, as we read of his life here on this earth. We find that he wasn't there to please himself. At one point he even prayed to the Father that if it be possible to let the cup pass from him, because he was to take on death, these beatings and all this pain. And he was to do it for you and I. get a hold of mankind. Think about this. Now, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. You see, we are to be learning, and we are to learn from this written word. Now, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. We all know what that hope is, to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. For to be like-minded with each, and especially with each other. 6. That ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. With one mind, when we come together, we are supposed to be of one mind. In other words, we are, as we put it today, on the same page and standing together in our belief and in our ways to praise the Lord God and to give him glory together. Verse 7. Wherefore, receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Receiving one another, greeting one another. And we need to do that always in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because, pardon me, if we are brothers, then we are to stand together and glorify God. Now, 8. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promise made unto the fathers. And you see, while he was here on this earth with his ministry, that's exactly what it was. It was actually really to those of circumcision. He himself was taken as a baby in order to fulfill the law, because his mother was a Jewess and Joseph was a Jew, his earthly dad. And they took him in compliance with the Mosaic law on the 8th day and had him circumcised. It's also when he was truly named. 9. And that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. how much time in a run of a day and night do you really give to praising the Lord our God and thanking Him for what He has done, for what He is doing, and even thanking Him for what He will do for you in the future? Because we know that He knows all about us. He's there to keep us and to keep us on the right pathway. That's why we have the Holy Spirit within us, giving us knowledge and guidance and strength and power to do the work that God wants us to do. Here in verse 10, and again he saith, rejoice ye Gentiles with the people. Rejoice with the people. When we do come together, we should be rejoicing, praising God, thanking Him. Now, here in verse 11. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud Him, all ye people. Just over and over and over, letting you and I know about praising the Lord. 12. And again, Isaiah saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall raise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. Mankind is supposed to be trusting the Lord Jesus. But we're finding most of the mankind today in our land, right here, has walked away from their trust in God. Or what has happened within our government could never have happened if mankind would have stayed on the word of Almighty God and with the Lord Jesus Christ. But he didn't. And he took him out of every place he was in. Not even wanting you to pray ninja prayer in his name, like we are told to do. You see, God even tells us. He tells you and I how to pray, who to pray to, and how to make that prayer. He says, pray to your Heavenly Father in Jesus' name. Because you see, everything has to go through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Savior. He is our healer. He is the one that we have our trust in. Because the Father sent Him for that reason and that purpose, was to be our Savior. in this age and time. Now, 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. You see, that's where we get our power. That's where we get our strength. It's given to us by the Holy Spirit. He's the one bringing it to us. But it's all done because we were accepted by the Lord Jesus Christ, our sins forgiven, and we brought him into our lives. You see, that's what it takes in order for you and I to receive the Holy Spirit. Now, 14. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. And we do this by sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, working to help one another. Now, 15. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you some sort, as putting you in mind, because of the grace that is given to me of God. And you see, that's how we operate. We operate by the grace of God that has been given to us. Because that's what we're under. We're not under the law. We're under grace. And that's given to us by God. Now, 16. Paul goes on here to tell us, he says, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. You see, that one verse has got all of the deity of the Godhead in it. Starts out, 16 does, that I should be the minister of who? Jesus Christ, to the Gentiles. And for what reason? Ministering the gospel of God. There's two of them. That the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified, how? By the Holy Ghost. There's your third. As we are told, there are three in heaven to bear record: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. All right, now, 17. I have therefore, whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. You see, that's where our minds and our hearts should be. And we need to be, as Paul was, glorying to the things of God. And we do that through Jesus Christ. Paul is actually the best teacher to you and I of any of the apostles, because he was called for that purpose. He was called to be the apostle to you and I. Now, 17. I have therefore whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. 18. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed. We are to be obedient not just by word, something we proclaim, but also by deed or by doing. Just speaking about being a Christian or being a child of God doesn't get everything done. We need to speak it, yes, but then we need to be doing what is required of the children of Almighty God. 19. Through many signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Iconium, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. This is what our ministers need to be doing today. They need to be using Paul as their example and follow him in the ministry. Now, 20. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel. He said, I strive to do this, to preach that gospel. Not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. But you see, you and I today, we work from the foundation that has been given to you and I by the apostles and the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And we are told to work from this foundation. And we're told that if we come preaching any other doctrine than this, the truth of this word, we're cursed. All right, now, 21. But as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. That's why you and I, to be the ministers of the Word of God, we have to have that infilling, that baptism of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. so that he does the work through us. It's not us, it's him. And when that happens, there's going to be great things happen. All right. 22. For which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you. But now, having no more place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come unto you, whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey, and to be brought on my way thitherward by you, if first I be somewhere filled with your company. He's wanting to go by and to see these people. Now I go unto Jerusalem to minister unto the saints. Now he's going to Jerusalem to minister to the saints. For it has pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem. They're sending help there to the poor there at Jerusalem. But you see, that will go through the church there at Jerusalem. It has pleased them verily, and their debtors they are, for if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. But we know, you and I, we are Gentiles, and we know the only reason that we today can be the children of Almighty God is because what God did through the Jewish people had recorded and handed down for you and I. A lot of people don't want to believe that, but that's true. There's no denying it. This word all came through Jewish apostles as it was given to them by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. They wrote as he gave it to them. Now, when therefore I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come by you into Spain. And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. And that's the only way we need to be when we get together in church is in that fullness. And in the blessing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the word we need to be carrying. 30. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints. Now he's asking for prayers. And we all, just because we are ministers, don't mean we don't need your prayers. Because we do. I need your prayers to be with me. Now, verse 32, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Refreshed and lifted up in the spirit. Now, really, and we'll be ending 15 with this little short verse, 33. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. You see, Paul is another one that does not play about the ministry of Almighty God, because he walks with the Holy Spirit. And when you walk with the Holy Spirit and you let him do the work through you, he's not going to play church. It's going to be according to the will of Almighty God. And you can get mad if you want to. You can say, you know, I don't want to hear that man. No, I don't want to hear him at all. You see, that don't bother me, because it's not me you're actually talking about. You're talking about the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, and you better be careful, because that's one sin you cannot even be forgiven for, is to be blaspheming him. The Word of God tells you so. We just covered that the other day. Now, we're going to get into 16. We may get through it, which will bring us through. No, I'm not going to get into it, because I'm afraid that, well, yeah, Holy Spirit, you want us to go, so let's go. Verse 1. I command unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Cenchreae. Pardon me. Now, 2, that you receive her in the Lord as become saints, and that you assist her in whatsoever business she has need of you, for she has been a securer of many and of myself also. But you see, they use this, actually, as a way of saying it's all right for a woman to be a preacher. That's not what that meant. That's not the meaning of it. We don't know what her work was, because it does not tell us. But we do know the women took care of the men, yes. Now, I figure that's exactly what her work was. And Paul is wanting to show her honor and for people to help her to fulfill her work. And she has talked with them. Paul says, even of his himself also, she's been secure of him also. Actually, the Bible gives it. This is one passage used in support of the office of deacons, but no specific specifications, however, are given of such an office. Such women are better viewed as being either the wives of deacons or godly widows who were supported financially by the church. Here, it is best to understand Phoebe's role to be that of helper. She is a helper. Because God doesn't tell part of us not to do something while he tells someone else, you go ahead and do that. No. His word is for all of us. He doesn't change his mind from place to place. All right, now, three. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus. Now, here's a couple that has also become helpers. Now, four, who have for my life laid down their own necks, and to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epunitus, who is the first fruit of Achaia unto Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. You see, ladies, a lot of the women that were helpers of them, they weren't ministers, they were helpers. They were not even allowed to speak in the church, just as they're not allowed to today. They do, but according to God's word, they're not supposed to. Well, now, Pastor, that's just not right. No, that's not right. Yeah, according to God's word, it's right. According to God's word, they're not supposed to speak in the church. That doesn't mean they can't come into the church and agree each other for being there and talking that way. He's talking about getting up and speaking as a speaker in the church. No. You see, and they're told that in 1 Corinthians 14th chapter. He says here, and starting with verse 34, let your women keep silent in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. God's word. You see, it's not mine. It's his word. I'd like to have a church full of women, godly women, doing the work in the church that God has called them to do, which is to be a helper. All right, now. Eight. Amphilias, my beloved in the Lord, salute you bring our helper in Christ, and Sorcius, my beloved, salute Apelles, approved in Christ, salute them which are of Artibulus' household. Salute Herodian, my kinsmen, greet them that be of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord. Now, we're going to drop on down here now to verse 16. And he tells us to salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. He goes on now here in 17, and he says, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine. Uh-oh. Mark them that are teaching contrary to the doctrine. We have a lot of that going on today. Now, which ye have learned, and avoid them. Don't go out here and go to these places that are teaching contrary to the Word of God, teaching things that God has said no to. And they're saying that, oh, you know, that's wrong because we can do it this way. It's like them telling you, you can't live your life without sin in it. But you just got to sin. Well, you see, according to the Word of God, those that are born again children of God does not commit sin. They're teaching contrary to the Word of God. Now, without God, without the Holy Spirit, yes, mankind's going to sin. But once you become that child of God, you don't commit those sins anymore. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. In other words, they're serving themselves and the things they want. And by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. You see, they're deceiving those that don't know. They really don't know the Word of God. Those that are walking in darkness, that they really should be helping, they're deceiving. Now, 19. For your obedience is come aboard unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf, but yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. That's the way Paul ended that section. This amen, this word amen, also means so be it. In other words, it's final. So be it. 21. Timothy, my work fella and Lucius and Jason and Sosipater, my kinsmen salute you. At your Tertius, who wrote this epistle, salute you in the Lord. Gaius, my host and of the whole church, salute you. Erastus, the chamberlain of the city, salute you. And Quintarius, a brother, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now to him that is of the power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scripture of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. You see, there's a lot of things to learn in the Word of God that we don't even think about. You know, because we don't put the time into it that we needed in order to be that born again child of the living God. We have finished with the book of Romans. We'll be going in to the book of Corinthians. All right. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for times that we can come together to share your word with each other and with those that will listen. Now, Father, be with us throughout the remainder of this day. Keep us all on the pathway of righteousness. And lead us to someone that is in need of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may be there to help them see and understand that they need the Lord Jesus Christ in their life, and to go to him to confess their sins, be forgiven, find them a church that is teaching the truth of God's word, get in that church, get in to the scripture, and spend time in the study of God, of your word, Father, and spend time with you, so that they can grow thereby and be saved. Now, Father, we have those out there that are walking in sickness and disease. We know, Father, that your word tells us that by his stripes we are healed. Jesus gave us that healing there at the cross, the stripes and all he bore. We praise him for it. We thank him for it. We thank you, Father, because you sent him. You sent him for that purpose. And we thank and praise you. Father, without Jesus and the Holy Spirit in you, we are nothing. It does not matter what we own, how much money we have, without you, we are nothing. This is something that all of mankind needs to see and to understand. We do pray, Father, for those that are walking in darkness to come to light, that light being Jesus. Now be with us, keep us safe, keep us in health, Father, through this day. Bring us back together again this evening at 6 p.m. when we'll be back into your word. Father, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, all. Have a good day. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. Bye-bye now.